some parents are concerned about children. So I think we want to give an update on the progress for these two groups and what we intend to do. So first group of children are those aged 5 to 11. We are extending boosters to them. Currently, they only take the primary series. EC19V has reviewed the data on boosters for children and concluded that the benefits clearly outweigh the risks. DMS will elaborate further. Second group of children are vaccinations for infants and young children from 6 months to up to 5 years old. Young children, by and large, they are at lower risk of severe illnesses when they are infected. But I know parents are still worried, as there have been several children below the age of 5 years old who fell severely ill, including with MIS-C, after they were infected with COVID-19. And we also tragically lost 2 infants and 2 young children to COVID in the recent months. The HSA, or Health Sciences Authority, they have authorized Moderna's Spikevax COVID-19 vaccine via the PISA route avenue, which is the pandemic special access route to children, including very young children aged 6 months to up to 5 years old. The current data showed that the benefits outweigh the risks. To illustrate, for the Moderna vaccine trial involving 6,000 children, there were 0 cases of myocarditis as well as anaphylaxis. And there's 1 case of febrile convulsion, which is likely related to the vaccine. So the based on the trial, the incidence of severe adverse reaction has been very, very low. EC19B is still carrying out an independent review of the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. A decision on the recommendation of vaccination for this age group will be made soon by the EC19. But if all goes well, shipment of this vaccine will reach us in the fourth quarter of this year. And this is a 2-dose regime administered 28 days apart. And this is the Moderna infant and young children vaccine. Separately, we are also considering the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for infants and young children. And that one is a 3-dose vaccine. The second dose given 21 days later after the first, and the third and final dose 8 weeks after the second one. So for the Pfizer-BioNTech, if approved, if administered, will take about 3 months to complete, compared to Moderna, which will take 28 days. We will time the boosters for those aged 5 to 11 years, as well as the primary series vaccination for infants and children, 6 months to up to 5 years old, together in the fourth quarter of this year. Because this will be after school examinations, after PSLE, and in good time before a potential year-end wave. And this is also for the convenience, and for the convenience of parents with children in both age groups, vaccination of both groups of children will be available at 5 new vaccination centers that we'll be setting up, and we will provide details later. So as I mentioned earlier, we're giving very early notice this time for vaccination of these 2 groups of children. In the past, we were settled HSA approval, EC approval, shipment arriving, and then we will say announce, and then 3 days later, SMS fired up. This time, we are giving very early notice because I think parents are concerned, and so preparation work is ongoing. But I think whatever we do, it will be in good time before any possibility of a year-end wave.